Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is always a blessing to be able to come back here and to lift up the name of Jesus. For the Bible says there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that is only by that name, Jesus. I want to greet you and I want to thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and I thank God for everyone around the world that have been listening, those in Brazil and other areas in and out of the United States. We appreciate you listening to us. I'll be right back.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Lord, I'm down.
About.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond.
He is a miracle worker. And not only is he a miracle worker, but when you call on Jesus, he will come and see about you. I pray that you are having a blessed day so far. Not only I pray that you're having a blessed day so far, but I pray that if you are going through anything, doesn't matter what you're going through, I pray that you remember that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Whatever you're going through, it doesn't matter what the problem, the situation is, God has the answer to your problem. I want to remind you, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The prayer line is always open to pray for you and to believe God for your miracle. The telephone number for Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. We want to thank God for those that already called. And if you desire prayer and you need someone to pray for you, we are here to pray and believe God for whatever you're going through. The Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. Again, the telephone number to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is 803-317-4457. You can always call that line. That line is open for you. Also, don't forget now, if you're in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, this Sunday, Orangeburg, South Carolina, Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show, Old School 1029, which is our other show that we do on Old School 1029, and yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's wife, evangelist Kathleen Morgan, and of course our church, Deliverance Transformational Church. I will be giving out food to the community. That's this Sunday at 2 o'clock, 2 until 5 o'clock in Orangeburg, South Carolina. The address is 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street, downtown Orangeburg, right on the corner of Russell and Broughton. If you know anybody in Orangeburg County, that is in need of food during this coronavirus, make sure that when you come, you wear a mask, because we are doing the social distance and wearing masks. And don't forget, there will be some paperwork that you would have to fill out. But we will be giving out grocery bags to all those that are in need. Again, that's this Sunday at 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. And it's going to be at Deliverance Transformational Church, 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. Yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Evangelist Kathleen Morgan. We will be there, and we will be distributing food along with our children. thank God we have kids that believe in helping people. And I realize the Bible says what you make happen for others, God make happen for you. Sometimes we're more concerned about what we need. We're more concerned about what we want. But very few times we ever are concerned about other people. It's just like that scripture. The Bible says that Jesus said to these people, he said, I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was sick and you didn't even visit me. I was in prison. You didn't visit me. And the people seemed to be somewhat confused. And they asked this question, where did we, Lord, when did we saw you sick and we didn't visit you, or in prison that we didn't visit you? When did we see you hungry and you had nothing to eat? It was like those people were saying, if we knew that you didn't have, we would have helped you. And then listen to what Jesus said. He said, if you did it unto them, you did it unto me. In other words, if you can't help somebody that is hungry, if you can't help somebody that is in prison by going to visit them, then your job is in vain. You say, how is my job in vain? Listen to the words I'm about to say. Let your servantile be bigger than your ego. Let me say it one more time. Let your servantile. We get very few people to have servantiles. You notice when you go to a restaurant, the waiter's job is to wait on those and to serve those in which have come to that restaurant for service. A servant is one that serves. And the one that are the servant is the one that is serving the individuals. And anytime you have a servantile, you ever see around a waiter they have, we call it an apron, but it is a servant's towel. And they are ready to serve. And see, that's why your servant towel got to be bigger than your ego. Make sure that you're willing to help those that are in need, those that are less fortunate than yourself. And then sometimes what you make happen for others, not yourself, but for others. And I thank God that we believe in helping people. My greatest joy is in helping people. And not only my greatest joy is in helping people, but those that are in need and those that are going through. You know, it feels a whole lot better when you know that you have done something to help somebody. I never forget, in the streets of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, there was a gentleman. He was young at that age. That was long. He was around 7 years old, and it was around Christmas time. And this young man, his name was Travis. And Travis, during the Christmas holiday, he said to his mother, Mom, instead of you giving me Christmas gifts this Christmas, can you take the money that you're going to give me and can we go out and feed the homeless? And his mother looked surprised because most kids during the Christmas holiday, they're looking for a toy, looking for something for themselves. But this little boy, Travis, he had, at 7 years old, his mother took all of his Christmas gifts and bought meals for homeless people. And the young boy, Travis, at 7 years old, went out in the streets during the cold and gave food to all the homeless people that he could give. Through that, Travis started a shelter Now he's older. He's grown. He opened up a shelter and places to help people that are in need of food. It became his life mission. But he started when he was 7 years old, a passion. You know, you got to have a passion for this stuff. When you have a passion for it, you don't worry about how much money you spend because that's your passion. And I said to myself when I saw that on the news of Travis, 7 years old, wanting to help somebody. I said, Lord, one day, let me do the same thing Travis had done. And the Lord has blessed us right here in the city of Orangeburg, South Carolina, and surrounding areas. We have hundreds upon hundreds of people. We get people's names, so we're not exaggerating. We have hundreds upon hundreds of people that came into our lines that we already fed. Last month was one of the greatest ones we did in the city of Orangeburg. 1,300 boxes of food. Excuse me. 1,300. In helping those that are in need. And I think that the greatest thing was not because we was looking for somebody to say, oh, we appreciate you. But when people do say it, it makes you feel that your work is not in vain. Because sometimes when you're giving out stuff, you'll have people that really don't need getting in the line. But this few people called, so I just wanted to call and tell you thank you. This is a great thing you're doing. Thank you, sir. I want to thank you. And when people do that, that shows me that they are grateful that somebody was willing to take out the time to help them. I think that we ought to take out time in helping people. And not everybody's passion, and I want to make this plain, not everybody's passion is to feed the homeless and to help the homeless. But those that have the passion, like myself, we daily, every day, pray that God would speak to people's hearts to help us what we're doing, because it's not easy, and we already know. And I won't tell anybody that it's easy, because it's not. No, it's not easy. A lot of times, you know, when you're giving your funds and going to the stores, because a lot of places don't want to give you no donations because of coronavirus. But when somebody does give you something, you thank God for it. But there are times you got to take your own money. And might not have that many donations coming in. But God will touch somebody's heart. I believe that. And if you want to be, and of course I'm just adding this, but if you want to help me, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, if you want to help me to help the homeless and help people in the community, let me just tell you a few things that we do, because a lot of times people don't know what we're doing. We're connected with the Red Cross. When I say connected with the Red Cross, we don't get no funds from the Red Cross. Connected means we are a refer center for those fire victims, people that are that had fires. And what we do is we give them whatever we have, brand new men's and women's clothes, a little furniture, but not much. And sometimes we give food if they need it and all other stuff. That's one of the things we've been doing now here for about about 4 years now. We got what we call our back-to-school project that we do in the community. Last year, we gave out 100 book bags to kids that couldn't afford book bags. Somebody say, I can't believe there are people that can't afford it. Well, you might be surprised. You might be surprised how many people in the United States that is very poor. And they don't have nothing to do with them being on drugs and you know, they need to go get a job Well, some of them can't get a job, and the ones that is just playing the system, we don't deal with those kind of people. Our job is to identify and locate people that are in need. So we have our back to school program that we do, that we give out book bags full of supplies, community. All these things cost, you know, it costs us a lot to be able to keep this thing going. And a lot of times people figure, well, you know, he has a church. I know the church is giving an offering. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, our congregation is not all that big, but we thank God for what we got. And a lot of times we don't have the money to do things that we're doing. And we could stop, you know what I mean? We could stop giving food to people in the community. We can stop giving book bags to the people during the Christmas holiday, giving underprivileged kids toys to brighten up their day and to teach them that God is the one that has blessed them and not Santa Claus. And there's a lot of things that we do. We just have what we have. One lady called us up to my secretary. So we had a lady that was distributing babies blankets. And what this lady, she pays for it out of her own money. She have a little fund where she get the senior citizens to help her, and they do it for free. She supplies the material and the money so they can make it. And she says she's looking for somebody that believe in helping people. Well, my secretary told her, well, I know somebody that believe in helping people, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. He has a passion to help people. She said, well, the lady that used to take the blankets and distribute it, she said she don't want to have nothing to do with it. And would you mind asking the pastor, would he like to help us and for kids that are sick and give them warm blankets? And I tell you, I get about 5 bags of blankets that I'm getting ready to distribute to the Ronald McDonald's House Children's Hospital as a gift to these kids. These are the things that we do in the community. And we like to do more things, but we don't have the funds. And if you desire to help us in helping other people, it doesn't matter what the donation is. I don't care if you give it $1, $2, $5, whatever God lays on your heart. And I have to say what God lays on your heart, because we're not here to tell people how much they should give. But we do ask you that if you can help us, I want you to make a donation, regardless of big or small, make a donation to Kenneth Morgan's ministry. Okay, this is where you get to. You can go to Kenneth Morgan's ministry. Now, what you can do, you can go to Cash App. All proceeds that you give go directly to helping people in the community. You don't have to worry about, is that money going to go where it's supposed to. I guarantee you, it's going where it's supposed to. And if you want to see what we've done, we will show you. We normally take pictures and we get people's names and of all that we have helped. But if you want to help us, you can go to Cash App. And you go to Cash App Pastor Kenneth Morgan at 803-317-4457. $ Pastor Kenneth Morgan. You can send it there if you so desire. Or you can go to PayPal. Okay. And Kenneth Morgan's ministry is a nonprofit organization. That's what we do, along with our church, which is, I am Pastor Kenneth Morgan. And if you desire to give and help others in need, I wasn't going to even say that, but I just, for some reason, felt led to say it today. And I had no clue I was going to even talk about this. But what time is a good time? It's always a good time when you're talking about helping people. Now, let me just say this to you as I get ready to give you some more information. You know, the funny thing about it is I've been pastoring the church. And as I say, it's not that many people. And not one time did I ever take a pastor's anniversary, have pastor's anniversary, none of that. I'm not saying anything wrong with it, but that's what I don't do. And somebody said, why you don't do it? Well, if you want to give an offering and to be a blessing to Pastor Morgan, you can do it. But my goal is to help others. We'll take that money and help other people in the community that is in need. And sometimes it takes others to see that, you know what, I'm not going to allow you to keep going hungry. I'm not going to allow you to be sitting home with your kids, don't know if you're going to get a next meal. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry right there at 1111 Russell Street will help you and give you something to eat. Well, if you want to give by PayPal, you can go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. That's PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. And what that will do, they'll take you to Kenneth Morgan's ministry. You'll see my wife picture and my picture so you can know it's me. And you can make your donation right there to help us, to help those in the community. Our desire is to raise, if we could, at least $10,000. Now, why do we need $10,000? We want to buy our own truck where we can get our own. One day, I'm believing God for a tractor trailer to be able to go to every small town in Orangeburg, South Carolina, in the South Carolina area, of people that are going through that don't have nothing, where we can distribute food in that community and do other things. Now, we get ready to do something else with parents, young kids that are having kids and don't know what to do in the court system. We got a lot of things that we desire to do and a lot of things we're going to do. But if you want to make a donation, go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. Again, it'll take you to Kenneth Morgan's ministry, where you can make a donation to help us. Again, Kenneth Morgan's ministry is a nonprofit organization, and we do all to help people in the community. And if you feel like me, help me to help others. And let me just play this song. Because all of us, if it wasn't for God's grace, you would probably be in the shelter. You would probably be with no food. You know, the Lord blessed us last year to go to Honduras. We took food in the hills to people in Honduras. You know, it is a blessing to be able to go into the hills and help people. And it was a blessing. Myself and the other people from our church and other people that went along with us, and of course another group that we connected with, which was a great blessing to be able to do, to help people in the community in Honduras. So I want to play this song, God's Grace, because if it wasn't for the grace of God, maybe you would have been standing in the line. Maybe you would have been without anything. But it was only the grace of God.
How did I make it this far? through the valleys and over the hills. I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. By the grace of God. How you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
is amazing grace.
Yes, God's grace. Thank God for the grace of God, because if it wasn't for the grace of God, we probably would be where others are right now. You know, sometimes people forget to thank God for everything he has blessed us with. You know, the Bible tells us, the Bible says, in Deuteronomy 8:18, the Bible says, you ought to remember that it was he that gave thee the ability, the power to get wealth. If God ever bless you, whatever, with anything, first of all, I don't never believe that God blesses us with stuff just for ourselves. I never believe that. I believe when God bless us with things, is to be a blessing to other people. How can I be a blessing with that which God has blessed me with? And I often tell people, and I'll quote that stretch again, what you make happen for others, God make happen for you. Sometimes you have to tell them people you care. Sometimes it's best to show how much you care. And I'm asking you today, if you want to help Pastor Kenneth Morgan and Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show to help those in the community. Now, one of the things that we get ready to do, we get ready to not just do it in South Carolina, but we're going to do it in other areas to help people. And everything costs. And if you want to make a donation to Kenneth Morgan's ministry to help us, to help people, feed people, give grocery bags out, help people, fire victims. As we are resource center for the Red Cross, we get no donations from them. Somebody said, well, ain't that a shame? Well, that's what we do. Everything we give have come from result of us praying and asking God to speak to people's heart to give. And one thing about God, he will speak to people. And one good thing about God, when he lays on a person's heart, so you know what? I want you to be one of the ones that would help Pastor Kenneth Morgan help others in the community. You can go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13. You can give your donation right now. And I'll appreciate everything you give. When you go to Kenneth, when you go to PayPal.me/KennethMorgan13, it will take you to Kenneth Morgan's Ministries, where our ministry help people in the community, and we named it Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Ministry. Those that are going through and helping them with their, matter of fact, we had a person came to our church about 3 weeks ago, called us up. They was moving into a apartment that didn't have air conditioning, but you had to bring your own air conditioner. And this lady had 4 kids and 1 on the way. And the man said they couldn't move in until they had that air conditioner. And the kids was hot. And she called the church. And I'm being honest with you, I knew we had one, but I wasn't sure. And I don't just like to give things to people just because they ask for something. But I pray. See how you can pray and ask God, and God will lead you to do something? Yeah, though led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I tell you one thing, that when you do give something to help others, God causes a blessing to come upon you. For the Bible says, when you give to the poor, you lend unto the Lord. Some people don't believe that, but it's a true statement. Everything God has blessed me with was a result of me helping other people. I can tell you without one shadow of a doubt that God has given me divine favor. And because of the divine favor of God that is on my life, it came as a result of me giving and helping others. And if you want right now, if you want to Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Now, we're not begging. No, we don't believe in begging for anything. And we're not going to keep asking. No, we don't believe in that. One thing I've learned, God will touch your heart. God will touch people's hearts. You don't have to ask people. I mean, you know, you can tell them about what's going on. Then we'll let God be the one to speak to your heart to help us, to help others. All right. This is the last time. PayPal.me/KennethMorgans13. And it'll take you at Kenneth Morgan's ministry. Again, any donation that you can help us with will be appreciated. Or you can go to Cash App. You can go to Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Cash App Pastor Kenneth Morgan. And you cash at me at 803-317-4457. I appreciate every one of you. And when your donation come, I'll be sure enough to appreciate. Matter of fact, on PayPal, we already have on there, thank you for what you have given to our ministry. We appreciate it. And we appreciate everything. Now, for those that cannot do it, you make sure that when you can do something, go and help somebody else. It might not be a Pastor Kenneth Morgan's. It could be somebody else. But whatever you do, get involved in somebody else's situation. Because when you get involved in somebody else's situation, God get involved with yours.
some days are weary, and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Yeah. How many single women are here tonight? Let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbor, single women, and say, God will get rid of your bozo so he can send you your Boaz.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry yourself. It will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Thank you, Lord. Hey.
By your grace.
With
gotta get better.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Yes, things are going to get better. Well, I tell you, there's so many things that's going on in our world. And there's a lot of things that people are going through. During this coronavirus, there's so many people lost their job. Fear have gripped the hearts of so many people. There are loved ones that people have lost. Business, some people have lost their business and never opened back up again. And somebody that has been going through way before the coronavirus started, we want to encourage you with Hezekiah Walker's song was better. Things are going to get better. Yeah, oftentimes it looked like things is not going to change because the same thing seems to happen over and over again. But things are going to get better. You got to have the faith to believe things are going to get better. Regardless of how it looks, I believe God that things are going to get better. And whatever the problem, the situation that you're going through, whatever the state that is affecting the way you live, God can do. God can do all things. And he won't fail. Bible says that he comes to the rescue of those that are in trouble. Those that have their darkest hours, death, of pain, of difficulties, financial difficulties, sickness and disease, when fear has gripped your heart because you don't know what tomorrow or a couple of months would bring, God can do. Somebody say, what can God do? God can do all things. And when he does something, he does it well. Oh, yes, he does. And let me just add what I was talking about Sunday. He is well qualified. Nobody sends for a plumber that is not qualified to fix your plumbing when you're having plumbing problems. Nobody calls an unexperienced gas and electric person. They want somebody that know what they're talking about, somebody that knows how to fix it and fix it well. God can do. He is well qualified. Let me just add this to it. He's overqualified to fix any problem and situation. many times when one goes through difficult times in their life. Sometimes you feel that the best way in handling your problem is to deal with it by yourself. The only thing with trying to deal with it by yourself, you realize that the months and years that went by and you're still having that same problem. Nothing changed. But I know somebody that can do all things. I know someone that it doesn't matter what the job is, he can fix it. Most of the times when somebody is that is qualified for something, it's good to have what we call a referral list. The referral list is somebody that used that service and it worked for them well. Well, this afternoon, I want to tell you my name, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Kenneth Morgan. Name is on the referral list. And my name is on the referral list because I know from experience he can do it. What can he do? He can do anything that you can trust him to do. Oh, I like that one. All you got to do is trust him and believe him. And I guarantee you, he's a problem. I'm going to go to commercial break and play the song. I'll be right back.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing.
All
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
working for me. Yeah,
working for me. It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
Yes, all things are working together for your good. So it doesn't matter what you're going through, God has a plan for you. A plan. And even though things might not seem like it's going the way you wanted to go, God has a plan for your life. And it's going to work for your good. God can do all things, and he won't fail. All you need to do is trust him, believe him, and know without one shadow of a doubt that he is going to come through for you. Remember those words, God's going to come through for you. Yes, he is. He's going to come through for you. Hold on and don't let go. I pray that the little encouraging word of inspiration that I've said has been a blessing to you. Something that I said would encourage you. If you have a testimony and you've been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and this show has been a blessing to you, give me a call. I want to hear the testimony. The call into the radio station is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. Call me at the radio station. The Bible says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of testimony. And you know, when God has touched you, let's tell our testimony so others can be touched and encouraged. Well, my time is almost up here, and I thank God for all the things that God has done for us. I pray don't forget now, if you want to make a donation to what we do in the community to help others, make sure you go to PayPal, /KennethMorgan35. Make sure you go and give. If you didn't hear all of the radio show, you can always go back over and over again, and you can listen to all our episodes. And don't forget to follow us on Blob Talk Radio. Well, my prayer for you, and I want to pray as we prepare ourselves to get off the air. Let me pray for you. Now, Father, I thank you for every person that might be wondering, God can do what? All things. And they might believe that, but for some reason, their faith is not there. God, I pray that you touch and minister to them in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that tells me if I ask anything in your name, you'll do it. God, I'm asking you. And I'm asking you right now that you touch and minister to every person that's listened to me. God, those that are discouraged, encourage them. Give them joy in the midst of their sorrow. God, give them that extra peace that eases the pain. Father, I thank you right now for every person that have listened to this radio show. Touch and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you, my dear friends. Don't forget now, the prayer line is open to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. God bless you. I will see you on Friday. God bless.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound. Joy instead of